Hey, man, I'm back.
Hey, what's up, Barry?
Hey, good. Are you in Phoenix still, or was that a pass-through?
No, that was a pass-through. I was doing a gig out in Illinois and was heading to Phoenix on my way back to Oakland.
Okay, very good. That would have been so
Yeah.
funny. I think we were literally, with all my delays, within minutes of each other.
Literally, yeah, I think you're right. What brought you to Phoenix?
I was there for a conference Thursday through Sunday, and then my flight was supposed to leave 5:20. We got off the ground at 7:20, and I think you probably got in there around 7:20 from what it
I
sounded
think it's almost exactly that. Yeah. What
like.
was the conference you went to?
It's called Product Launch Formula. It's a marketing conference. It's a something I've studied for probably 10 years. It's really a good collection of people.
Very cool. Was
Yeah.
that something you were presenting at, attending? What was the
Yeah, I was presenting.
presentation?
I was also on a panel, but yeah, I was mainly an attendee, 95%, and then a little bit of panel work at the end. Yeah, but
Cool.
yeah, it's good. Good immersion for 3 days to do some stuff. I had to redo some stuff for the 30-day sugar-free site now that I'm not the face of it anymore.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me that you were redoing all of the materials
Oh yeah,
to turn it
everything.
from a hobby project into an actual professional offering.
Yeah, it's big, it's good. So I went to just immerse for 3 days and write all the marketing materials I needed to, all the onboarding emails, just everything, the new launch sequence. So
Yep.
yeah,
Yeah,
I can
man.
kind of do it at home while I'm doing everything else, or I could just go hide in Phoenix and be around 1,100 people who are all doing the same thing. I love doing that.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Having some space and time to yourself to just really focus and drill down. I found particularly for writing, it's just so helpful. Really helps
Yeah.
keep me in the zone.
Yeah, and people who are all working with the same system of launching a product, which, it's the way I launched Showbiz Blueprint with those videos and putting them out. And, I'm stuck on something. I'm turned to my left, and someone's sitting there who's writing their own launch. And I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? It's so great. The only
Yeah.
room in the world where I could have done it that week. So.
That's amazing. What was the name of the system again that
It's called
you're learning
Product.
to come?
Yeah, Product Launch Formula, and it's by a guy named Jeff Walker. He wrote a book called Launch.
Oh yeah, I saw you posted something about this. This was
Yeah.
the book that with the guy who met that was translated into Vietnamese and
Yeah,
speaks
the
of you.
Vietnamese guy, he was there too, right? So
Well,
funny to
that's
say.
fun.
He goes, "Oh, Barry!" It was so funny.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah. Hilarious. So well, good, man. So let me hear what you want to what we're going to talk about, and let's figure out, the next step on this, because I know you're making some big moves.
I'm making big moves. Since we chatted in January, I've gone full bore in updating my offerings. I'm currently batting 3 for 5 with my initial experiments in pitching $1,000 birthday parties.
Oh, Andrew. Gosh.
Yeah, so I'm right now I've got just today doing a bunch of writing. I've redone all of my templates. I'm continuing to tweak and improve my templates. So they are much longer. The text is richer and more erudite. The emotional selling language is front and center. The benefits are hard hitting, and I've lined
Yeah.
up a graphic designer who is going to turn my template, or is going to turn my text along with some images into templates for PDF proposals, which my assistants will ultimately be able to fill out on their own,
Oh.
which contain beautiful images of kids having fun
Yeah.
and also reflect the branding on my website.
Oh,
So
man.
it'll be really well aligned. It's taken a lot of doing to get all these little pieces into place, but it's all happening. And so I've adopted the ready, fire, aim strategy that you at one point in time suggested to me. I've just started going for it. So for my initial tests, I've had my web designer build me a custom algorithm just a little program that allows my assistant to plug in the zip code of the party to this little program, and the algorithm compares it against every single one of the Bay Area zip codes listed in the Forbes 500 from last year, and tells my assistant whether or not this client is likely to fall into my target market or not. And then, at least for the initial testing period, while I'm still spending a lot of time building materials, my VA is directing any clients whose zip codes show up on the list and are confirmed to be in affluent land to a client interview with me, where I've been asking them a bunch of questions and just sort of trying to refine, beginning to get a feel for, and then beginning to refine a list of questions that that will ultimately enable my assistant, whoever that's going to be, my party specialist, to gather all the information needed to ascertain whether or not this event is going to be a good fit for me, and also gives the client plenty of chance to talk about what they're looking for at the party, what their, you know, concerns and core conflicts might be, plenty of information about their kid, tell me all about your kid's personality, his interests, have you ever hired an entertainer before, how'd that go, what are you looking for as far as entertainment through the party, are you going to have a bounce house, is it going to be catered, everything I need to get the client talking and make sure it's going to be an opportunity for me to do a slam dunk. And then I've been using this as an opportunity every time I get one such client, I've gotten five now, to hop on developing that particular template. And as I build each new template, I'm getting new things from each one and spreading them across the different offerings that I've got. As per Andrew Smith's recommendation, I've divided my offerings into three different tiers of packages. I've split up the different offerings so that there's a basic package, which is like a 45-minute show, just a magic show and action hero activities for $750. Then we've got a $950 version that is a 90-minute offering that is action hero, action hero activities and balloons for up to 30 kids. And then we've got the grand package, the ultimate package that includes an additional thing, like it includes free party favors. I have custom made party favors, with my branding on them that I give out. It includes, if you do like a Jedi party, it includes an appearance by Darth Vader. You get a choreographed stage duel between Darth and I. Darth trains your kids in the ways of the Force. I make balloons and they get to gang up on him and chase him around. Great photos, all that jazz. So I've sort of reconfigured my different offerings to reflect that. And I just this week got my first confirmed booking from an average affluent mom. The first one I got was through an event planner. High-end kids event planner who I'd worked with before. Second one was a company event, Bring Your Kids to Work Day. But these are not my average clients. So I just finally nailed this past week my first average client with this particular strategy, and that's been very encouraging.
What's the price point on that one?
That one was $750 for a 45-minute show, which is effectively double my rate.
Yeah, Andrew,
I've been charging up till now.
That is
so,
just a couple notes. Keep going. Yeah, I want to get the end. I got a couple of just notes that came up along the way.
Yeah. So this has all been working great. I've also implemented Profit First. Mm. I've got I've got a new first professional who I've been working with.
Oh, my gosh.
I've just done my first couple of profit distributions.
Oh.
I had, as Mike talks about in the book, I had a come-to-Jesus moment when we finally rang the numbers.
Yep.
And discovered that I'd been spending way too much on marketing and advertising. So I did a hard stop on all of my advertising and marketing, immediately called some friends who work in tech doing digital marketing, signed up for a digital marketing course at UC Berkeley Extension, taught by the guy who runs the marketing agency that I've used in the past, which starts on Thursday. And I've also partnered, connected with this cat, Dante Mancini, who's probably my main competitor in the high-end birthday market, and broached the subject of jamming with him.
And oh my gosh!
We discovered that we both have something that could be massively helpful to the other one. I've worked in a variety of different areas of the entertainment biz. He's only ever been a magician, so he has an extraordinary repertoire and encyclopedic knowledge of new effects that I could add to my show to amp up the production value, as well as a bunch of specialized information about audio for doing shows. So he will be able to help. So on Friday, we're going to get together. He's going to help me brainstorm some new material for my shows, like PK magic effect for my Jedi shows, magic tricks that play on themes of super strength and things like this for comedic effects for the different characters I do. And then he's helping me get a good portable audio system together. In exchange, I'm going to teach him the system that I use to outsource all of my admin to a VA. He's got a kid, and he's ready to have some more time to spend with his kid.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help him with that. I'll beef up my repertoire so that I have more material to present to repeat clients or clients from the same community, which is currently a weak spot for me, at least as far as the magic goes. All my other activities for each character are specific to that character, but I have sort of one general magic show that I need to expand. So that's all happening. And as a result, I've been able to I basically stopped spending money on all my ads. I'll be starting to look at the different things that I can do to amp that up, to do more effective targeting for the kind of clients that I'm now going to be focusing on. I've read the $1,000 birthday party twice, created extensive notes and action items for that. On Andrew Smith's recommendation, I picked up Dan Kennedy's No BS Marketing to the
Audience. Oh, good. Yeah, that's a different world.
Put that on the plane. So that one's been really effective, too. Even though I have turned off all my ads, I'm still getting a steady stream of referrals through word of mouth and through Yelp and all that jazz. I'm now in talks with this guy from this team building event company to do an adult Jedi offering.
Right, I remember that. I think we ended our last call kind of having that conversation.
Yeah, I also found through my extended network two people who have worked in the corporate special events market here in the Bay, one who has worked for many years for a destination management company or something. One who worked for a destination management company for 7 years and gave me a short list of everything that I need to, as far as like my materials and presentation for pitching adult Jedi offerings to DMCs. I also found someone who's been doing like murder mystery team building events here in the local area for a number of years. and I'm taking him out to breakfast on Friday before I go hang with Dante to learn more about his experiences in the area, how he does his pricing, what his marketing and outreach efforts look like, who he's going to, what they care about, and yeah, and getting that all moving. So lots of movement on lots of fronts, and I'm almost ready, probably 2 weeks away, from abandoning my old booking system entirely, my old, you know, half rate template entirely, yeah. and beginning to funnel every single client into my new client interview system, and then take a couple weeks to really nail down what the what the questions are, so that I have a solid system to outsource. And then it'll be all set up, and I can find someone to do my calls, work out a system with them, and then it can just run. So my profits are up. Actually.
Yeah, I would say so. You're the picture of transformation right now. It's all I'm seeing when I just listen to you talk. You're not even the same guy who I met years ago who came into this. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, I think the two things that have made this possible is A, getting really great counsel from you and great resources from you. So thank you again for that. It's been huge. And then also just a general shift in attitude.
Yep.
After running the numbers, after getting Profit First implemented and running the numbers and taking a cold, hard look at where my finances are at on my, you know, as I just turned 34, I've realized that, like, if I'm not playing big, it's no longer worth it.
Right,
it's not
gonna work out.
So I've just generally hit the fuck it button and said, I'm just going to go for this. I'm going to do one more big grand push to transform my business into what I need it to do, not what I think is reasonable. And if it doesn't do that, then I will have built some incredible skills in the process,
yeah,
which will be great for moving on to the next thing. But in the meantime, you know, I'm willing to take three, 6 months to revamp what I got right now and see if I can double my income by doing this while, you know, still providing great value to clients.
I don't think doubling is going to be the end of your story, but it's a great goal.
Yeah, indeed. So that's where things are at. I have two specific questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is about setting up funnels. I reached out to Andrew Smith, and he put me into his funnel that he uses for clients, which is like, here's a quote, you know, here's my quote after we chatted, and then the following day is like, here's my party guide, you know, and then the following day after that, it's like, here's my checklist for parents, and then the third day, it's something like, here's my, here's an article I wrote on how to ensure that guests show up on time at the party.
Yeah.
So nice little funnel, 3-day funnel. So one of my questions is, how do I set that up using my current system? And the second question is, how do I, given that I will undoubtedly be running into more clients for whom, at least initially, but probably in general, for whom my new rate is going to be too expensive, is how can I position my apprentices, I have two, as a potential option for clients who can't afford my new rate? I have created for some of my offerings, as per your recommendation, a PDF to the tune of, I get it, totally understand that I'm not the cheapest in town. Here's a PDF of performers who can do a perfectly adequate job, perfectly decent job at your party. And here you go. Here's our contact info.
Yep.
So I've got that for some of them, but there's an opportunity here, which is that I have two guys who do shows for me who are currently not the – one of them is currently on call for one of the local agencies, but the other one is pretty much just my guy. He's just my Jedi apprentice. I've taught him basically what I do and trained him well, and I'm starting to get him out on gigs. And he's doing a good job. So I have an opportunity here to book these guys out when clients can't afford or don't want to pay my rate.
Yep.
And I'm trying to figure out a way to do so. Like, basically, I'm trying to figure out how to catch the client before they go somewhere else and be able to indicate that, like, if that is too much for you, not a problem. Have these other guys, I can vouch for them, and you can book them directly through me.
Yep.
And take advantage of the fact that I've already used my professional acumen, and in one instance, my show, to vet and train these guys to do a killer job at your event. So what I've got right now, or what I have been doing, is I have a template that I've built for that serves double duty, either for when I'm too expensive or I'm not available.
Yep.
Saying, hey, if you need I'm not available, or I get that I'm too expensive for you, not a problem. I have two other options available for you. Got these two guys. Here's a little bit of information about them. I vouch for them. I've seen them both in action. I think they're great. If you want to book these guys, you can book them for me. Guy A, Jedi Master Blake, and Guy B, Jedi Master Jemiah, are both available at a rate of $3.99 an hour, and you can book them straight through me. And then I have a whole system of PayPal templates and stuff, and a communication system between them and my assistant, which allows her to book them for gigs without needing to consult with me, and I get a $150 booking fee off each.
Beautiful. Wow, beautiful.
So where I'm at right now is that I have in the past done my services on an hourly rate. This has changed. So one of the questions is, do I, now that I'm operating on a package basis, do I need to create a new package offering system for them when I pitch them to clients to reflect what I'm doing? Is it reasonable or is it wise to put in my main template, like these PDF quotes that I send out? Do I want to wait for a client to say you're too expensive before I pitch them another client? Does that, or does it make sense, given that I have just gone from the second most expensive guy in town to the most expensive guy in town by a pretty mm-hmm. significant margin? Does mm-hmm. it make sense to say in that same template, understanding that probably most people are not expecting this kind of rate? Does it make more sense to? Or what is the potential cost benefit of saying at the end of my template, and now that you've seen all this good information, I also get that I'm, not the most expensive guy in town. And if price is an option for you, price is an issue for you, I'm still happy to help you. I still want you to have a great event. I do have some other people, so if I'm too expensive, let me know. I'm going to be happy to set you up with a Jedi Master who's going to do a great job at your event.
Yep.
So the question is, like, how do I navigate that? Like, I know when I'm going to send you a PDF of other performers, the language and the messaging is very much like, these people will do a perfectly adequate job. But how do I pitch my guys, or how do I let my clients know that I have these guys? When do I let them know I have these guys and present them as an Andy Zandy vetted alternative without necessarily drawing too much of a comparison between them and yours truly, and potentially like losing clients from it.
So let me ask you.
That's what I got.
Yeah. Hey man, that is such a good recap. That is, I really feel like I got my head in where you're at right now. And this is a good place. Congratulations for stuff. You asked about how to set up the funnels. Let's swing back around to that at the end. This other thing is a little more present right now.
Yeah.
Is there, what's your feeling on if you could stay home or do another party for your full rate and make, you know, a commission, would that bother you?
Can you say that question in a different way? I'm not quite
sure.
Would you be okay
if you talked about these other guys, booked them, made the commission, but got to either stay home or do another gig at the same time? Would you be okay with that?
And either stay home or do another gig at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, if another guy's out doing the party, you have that time free, and you can either stay home, you know, travel, hang out, or, you know, go do another show. Are you okay booking somebody else, or is that going to feel like, oh, man, I kind of lost?
Well, I think the major thing is that, for me, it's now a loss if I'm going to book gigs at my old rate. Like, the clients who I book $350 gigs for are not the clients I want to be in front of. They're not
exactly
the clients whose friends I want to be in front of.
Yep.
So along with my general hitting of the fuck it button, you know, and the fact that both of my apprentices are my homies and I'd like to, you know,
yep,
I'd like to hook them up. I'm okay. I think that there's a Tim Ferriss idea I like, which is that saying yes to a lot of pretty good stuff oftentimes eliminates your ability to land the one or two,
yep,
really awesome things that make it all worthwhile. So I'm okay. Like, it's, I guess the attitude I'm trying to take to this is if a client is hung up on price to the point where they don't want to book me after I've delivered, you know, a great interview call to them, a beautiful template, you know, beautiful email detailing all the great things I can do for them. If they're still worried about price at that point in time, they're probably not the client I want.
Yep. So I'm gonna turn the table on you a little bit. I'm gonna say the goal,
yep,
is to get, instead of two guys, I'm gonna say the goal is to get 10 people under you that you can,
okay,
be booked. You know, keep looking, yep, for that. And really, let's just go from the very beginning. There are two factors that stop me from being at a lot of the parties. One's my price and one's my availability. To counter that, I've got party specialists that I have trained and certified to do this party just fine. Not even talking about, you don't even have to wait till the point where they have a price objection. I would just plant this in my head. There's two reasons that I can't be at parties. You know, I'm probably booked and my price is high. That's a position that's going to interest a whole lot of people. Not the tire kickers, but it's also going to let everybody know that you got them covered. You know, you can have a Jedi party for your kid. That's fine. I got people I've certified who can do that. That positions you right away as someone who's going to take care of them, and you have the best. You may have the best available if you're available, and if not, I'm still okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me back up a little bit. I got some notes here on your stuff. So, you know, you can work into this. So let's think about the flow. You have this, you know, one thing that came up earlier when you were talking to me, though, was why are you jumping on the phone to the interviews? Do you think you could get a VA who could do these pre-call interviews for you?
Definitely. The next two
talk about positioning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the goal. But my general, the general thing I like to do is when I build a new system is to like live inside the system,
yep,
for a little bit, just so I know how it works, so that I can, if I lose my VA, I can fill in, but mostly so that like I can work out the kinks with my expertise so that no expertise is required by the time I outsource it. So yeah, so as per your suggestion, that's been the goal.
Awesome. I love that. Boy, do I love the idea of someone calling for a party, you know, and going through a system, getting these beautiful PDFs, getting this, letting them pre-qualify themselves, and then having a conversation with, you know, one of your interviewees. That's fantastic positioning. I mean, I don't know anyone who's ever done this in this market. So good for you. Play to the scarcity. I would really play to the scarcity and to help them decide. I mean, those are the only two things. Is the good people book up early. You know, how much time do you have until your kid's party? Oh, you got only a month. You know, let's jump on this right now. Let's see what we can do for you. And then the scarcity is the piece that there's two factors that stop me from being at your party. And I've got you covered. Even if those are in the way, I've still got you covered.
Here's a little something to tickle your brain. Along those lines, I've updated my contact form. My contact form now says there are only 52 weeks per year, and Anthony regularly takes 12 of them off to spend time with his family, which means there are only 40 weekends per year when he's available for events. And he also travels regularly outside the Bay Area for gigs, further limiting his local availability. As a result, Anthony's calendar is often booked several months in advance, and there's a good chance he's not available for your event. That said, and he does occasionally have openings, so it's always worth submitting a quote request to the form below to see if he's available. Andy works primarily on weekends and frequently does multiple events in a day to accommodate demand, so your chances of getting on his calendar will increase if your start time is flexible or if your event is on a weekday. Please be aware that Andy serves an exclusive clientele and is not the cheapest option in town. Andy's committed to offering the highest level of service to all prospective clients, so if his service isn't beyond the price range for your event, Andy will be happy to help you find an alternative entertainer who's a better fit for your needs. Please fill out the contact form below, and Andy will get back to you within 72 hours with more information about how to make your event easy to plan and full of action, text, fun, and engagement for kids and adults alike.
Jeez. Hey,
so,
man.
Radical scarcity.
Radical scarcity. I mean, that is a so you're going to be able to appear for people really who would only, you know, buy the most expensive cars, eat in the best restaurants, want every single kid's birthday to be just remarkably memorable. Yeah, I've got up your website here, and I'm getting a glance at what you just wrote me. And this comes from a real position of power, no desperation, clear that you're not going to fight for the you race to the bottom with these people. And it's a powerful place to be coming from in this. And then you're asking for their name, email, phone, ninja, magician, date, approximate starting time. Address may be a little much. I may put the city and lose the address.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the major thing for me is to get that zip code.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. You may lose city. Just put zip code to party. I mean, that would be wonderful. And, boy, do I love this system you've developed to sort of assess. And every time you book, you know, either book or don't book, your database is growing richer about these people do tend to book. These people don't.
So yeah.
Wonderful. Child's name, age, where did you hear about, word of mouth who referred to you. Yeah. Oof. This is good. So you're not driving any traffic right now. You're simply doing this. Where are people coming from right now? Just word of mouth, recommendation?
Word of mouth. I have a word of mouth Yelp. And then I've got, I just have a small brand campaign running on AdWords right now, $25 or something a month. Basically ensures that if anybody searches for me by name, that it floods the first page with information, not just native search results, but paid search results too. So,
there's something that I'd really recommend you take a look at, and that I'm doing this for myself and a couple other clients. It's doing a engagement campaign, because if you do that on Facebook, you can get people to see a post that you put up on the Andy's Andy web Facebook page for a penny, two pennies, and you can really target those people by zip code. And really, if you put a dollar a day, you won't even notice it. And I guarantee you, you're going to be able to track the thank you page of this quote to a couple of ads.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can target people directly with kids under, you know, kids in your age range, and who like certain things, who like, you know, whatever. Lots of ways to get back there on the panel. And I know you said you're stepping away from that right now, but it would be crazy not to spend $7 a week just for a week to drive a couple bucks a day and a couple bucks in traffic to this page because or to your homepage.
Definitely.
Okay.
Another piece I got talking to a friend of mine who does digital marketing in the tech realm, was she suggested I check out AdX. Is that something you've ever used?
AdX?
AdX, yeah, it's a Google service.
No, I don't know of it. No, I'm
basically she said it's a super cheap service that allows you to Google is selling unsold banner ad space for a variety of different sites. Super cheap. It's like 1,000 impressions for $1 or something ludicrously cheap.
Oh my god. Andrew tested.
And
no, it's just
yeah. So there's targeting whole deal. So one of the things that Dan Kennedy talks about is that you don't necessarily is to look for opportunities to advertise what you do outside specifically for services for kids. He said don't limit yourself to just publications that are targeted towards parents specifically. If you have geo-targeting options available, you know, just build that in and get them wherever they're at. You know, like in the family or lifestyle section of, you know, as a Chronicle or something like that. So I'll be looking into that and testing that as well, just to see like where I can get a good force multiplier with my ad dollars.
Excellent. Hey, do you have an Andy Zandi Facebook page?
I do, and I haven't been using it, but it does exist, and I have used it to run. I have used it to run Pixel ads in the past.
Okay, good.
Which were okay. They performed okay initially. I only did probably two campaigns.
Well, if you're sending people to an opt-in page or off-site website, you're going to pay a lot of money, and the conversion is going to be low. But a simple post on this page right here, that just kind of talks about, you know, have some kind of picture where you're not identifying the kids or anything, but just something that positions this as an amazing experience for people who have kids. Is it 4 to 7 or something like that? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, even this picture you have on the cover page right here, 4 to 7 years old, target people in that age, send them to that post that just has like two quotes from moms about how amazing it was, maybe a quote from a kid, and then have the little learn more button there. Those impressions will cost you 1 cent each. It's not a lot of money.
Great. So that would be just a straight post from my Andy Zandi Facebook page that I would then promote? Is that the idea?
Yeah, you don't promote it on the page. Don't hit boost page. Go into the ad panel. Do a campaign that's called an engagement campaign. So you're just trying to get people to see the post, engage with it, click on it, go see it, read it, like it, comment on it. Those will end up being a penny each, guaranteed. You can put a little learn more button on. So you direct people directly to that post. So whatever you have in the post is what shows up on the ad.
Got it.
And then driving people over to that page, having a learn more button that goes right to that page we were looking at. Man, I would love to see what happens with a couple bucks in traffic to that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I started.
Now, this great picture you have here is with Spider-Man, so that may be a little off-brand if you're doing the ninja thing. But, you know, if you have some like this, I mean, you have good pictures. I've seen some of them, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have multiple offerings too, so I can also easily make multiple posts. Being like, need an amazing ninja experience? Here you go. Need an amazing Jedi experience? Here you go. Here's your Spider-Man thing, and just do it that way too.
Right. Yeah. So, play with that. You have a post here from July of 2016 on your site here, Best Place, but, you know, you're 4 feet high in the air or something. Kids are staring at you like a superhero. You have that kind of picture. You get that in front of a mom who has a who lives in one of those affluent zip code areas. That's what I'm talking about. I'd love to have them take a look at this thing. So, yeah, that's good. Let me get back to your notes because I gotta finish up here and I want to make sure. Oh, so you said you were talking about having a package for these other people. You know, think about it as a package. Don't ever tie it to time. You know, think about a dentist or someone who puts new tires on your car. You know, they're not saying you're going to have me for an hour or 90 minutes. It's just, you know, this is what we're going to get done. And even your packages, it doesn't have to be tied to time. If they say, how long is this? You can say, typically it takes 90 minutes, but I'm going to stay there until all these things are done.
Yeah. So let's say I'm writing up my template and I go through my packages, my offerings, I talk about all the details, and then at the bottom, I say there's two reasons I can't be at parties. I'm booked or my rate is high. If my rate is too high for you, I've got some great options. People I've trained and certified who could do a great job at your party. And then do I just want to say, contact me for more info on these people? And then if the client says, you're too expensive, send me more information, have a separate template that has some photos of my guys and a list of the packages that you can get from them.
Yeah. And just book them. Or, you know, have your VA. You shouldn't even be talking to people at this point. I mean, ultimately, this would be a great thing for your interviewer to be handling. But, you know, then letting people qualify themselves from the PDF that has your pricing on it. Yes, isn't right. I get it. Maybe book for your day. I am available for your day. If the pricing is the objection, no problem. Give me a call and let me talk you through booking one of these other people. We'll get these set up for you. You know, your party's 8 weeks away. You got to apply scarcity and urgency to these people.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Scarcity and urgency for other performers as well. Got it. Okay, so it sounds like then what I will have is the flow is going to be client submits contact form, they sign up. I got schedule once too, by the way, so that's integrated.
Oh, good.
So client sends contact form, my VA assesses whether I'm available for the date. If I'm available for the date, they get signed up for a client interview. If they're not, they get the pitch saying, I'm not available, but here's my other option. If I am available, they sign up for an interview. I have a VA who does the interview.
Awesome.
I train them up on what to do so that they can plug that info into a template and send off a PDF to the client. If the client says, great, they go through my normal booking procedure all the way to a conference call with me and the gig. If they say you're too expensive, they get the other performer template and they go through that workflow before booking someone else. And my VA handles all
exactly.
That.
Yeah, you know, that's actually perfect. I would just completely run that flow. It's perfect. If it's a price objection, not a problem. You know, word that email, send that to me. Feel free to send that to me. But there's some real good language you can use in that about how you get it. You understand that not everybody's out shopping for the best quality in something. I've personally trained and certified a couple people, and let me hook you up with them. I mean, just with no. No fear of loss and shame or sadness about not them being right. You know, you get to stay home and make some money and still provide them the greatest opportunity, you know, still provide them a fine opportunity. So, yeah.
Got it. Cool. So if that's kind of, I do want to be respectful of your time. How do I set up a funnel like what Andrew has?
What are you using for collecting? Where's that form going into right now? How's that being handled?
So right now, what I've got is canned responses on Gmail.
Oh, wow.
And then right now, I guess all the canned responses I have in there now are old. I now have a new set of templates I'm running, which are currently stored in a Google Drive folder, and soon those will be PDF templates. So
awesome.
I've got that. So that's my general strategy. I have Boomerang that I can use, but that's all I've got so far. Right now I attach my party guide PDF to the initial email that goes out, the initial template, but I can easily split it and add a couple more to be part of a funnel.
Awesome. So those still require you to be engaged to some extent. If you want to move up a little bit from those, look into something called MixMax, a beautiful Gmail overlay that handles sequences, templates.
MixMax?
You know, MixMax, M-I-X-M-A-X.
Got it.
MixMax. Yeah, wonderful layover. I haven't used the templates, the sequence stuff in it, but it's all right there. I've watched videos on how it works. It works off triggers. When they open the Gmail, the next email can go out to them. If they reply to it, something else can happen. That may be good. Another level up from that, you may want to look at like Mago Talent, which is powerful for that. It's really built for entertainers. It handles your bookings. It takes money, keeps a running total of your income. I mean, that's beautiful for entertainers. I'd love it. Michael's got a thing for Showbiz Blueprint guys. I think he'll give you 6 months to play with it, which is insane.
And that's MAGO Talent?
Yeah, Mago Talent. I forget
got
what
it.
There's actually use the link on the Showbiz Blueprint page because that hooks him right into that gives you the special, which I don't think he has. If you go to the Showbiz Blueprint members portal, you'll just see it right under resources.
For resources, got it.
Yep. Click on that one. That one takes you to a page that has a thing that's not available out in the world. And then, a step up. Nah, it's not even a step up, really, for running an entertainment business. That one handles money. That one handles money. It handles your directions to the gig. It handles everything. So that, I would say, is a step up, certainly from MixMax, just because it takes payment and does it shows you your availability. It's tied into calendar. It sends you a ping on your text when somebody opens an email if you want to check back in with them or inquiries. And moving people through a process is a big piece of it. So when someone gets your thing, they automatically get tagged with that they've gotten the PDF, and then the count starts on the next thing 2 or 3 days later. And if they call and book it, your assistant just puts a tag in there that it's booked, or they book it through Mago, and then their sequence stops.
That's great. So if I use Mago Talent, the whole follow-up is automated and responsive to what the client does. So my assistant doesn't need to track every single client and where they are in the funnel.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Andrew, it's kind of insane, actually. And Michael Carey, who built it, Carducci, who built it, would kill me just for the shitty job I'm doing of explaining it. But honestly, it would be a Mago form on your page that collects all that information. So right when they fill it out, they're in Mago. They're sent. They can be on hold until your assistant tags them that, they're eligible to even be in this conversation with you, based on the zip code. And then they just continue on their sequence once they've gotten that tag that they're good to go.
That's great. I will look into both of these things and see which one seems like it's going to be the best fit for my business right now.
Yep. They're both really good. But, you got a great flow there, man. Your thing to do is to organize it into a system that doesn't require you, and then see what you can do to continue to bring people into the pipeline. Like I said, the post-engagement ads on Facebook will do wonders for you, targeting Palo Alto, Santa Clara, just rich zip codes with this kind of thing. I mean, there's people there that would be scared to death to bring a $250 or $300 party entertainer into their backyard. I mean, scared to death.
No doubt.
Yep.
And who would I be to deny them an opportunity to spend $1,000 on something they feel better about?
It's a crime, actually.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And fighting crime is exactly what superheroes do.
That's awesome. It would be a crime for me not to allow you the opportunity to pay what you're paying for premium services. Yeah, that's really cool. Nice,
cool.
Man. Wow. I'm really excited for you, man. I'm just proud of the way you've been playing it, the way you've been sinking your teeth in, the profit first stuff, the funnels, the up in your game, the, you know, just seeing past your own current reality to create the next chapter. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, I owe you big time for all of it. So thanks for making yourself available. Thank you for making yourself available today.
Yeah, really good.
I really appreciate it. And, I'll let you know how it's all going.
I love it, man. Please do. And let me know anywhere you're stuck along the way.
Sounds great. Will do. Much appreciated, Barry. Have a real good one, man.
Bye.
All right.